I think you find the rest of Europe, though, is not in line with us, are they? If you go abroad on the continent, they smoke like chimneys, don't they?
But if you go to ash on the, you know, the anti-smoking something or other, you go to their website, you can find that there's quite a bit of EC announcements, like in April 1989, announced its intention to introduce legislation throughout Europe restricting tobacco advertising and promotion.
Can you imagine the French taking any notice of that?
Well, I don't know.
Well, one of the things that that Sonia and I noticed when we went to Vienna, this was a while back now, but the amount of smoking, and it was so bad, wasn't it? There was a bar, some restaurant that the hotel was saying recommended, very nice, sort of authentic Viennese food, and we that's lovely, we walked in through the door, and it just hit us, didn't it? Mm-hmm. So we turned around and walked out again, the smoke, was
really bad.
Right. But then I don't think you'd find any European airline allowing smoking anymore. It's creeping in, but it's meeting more resistance than they did here.
I think they will ban it. I think they'll try and ban it here, even smoking outside. I really do. I think you in future you'll have a little
with a flue.
A bus shelter, in effect.
Or in the garden.
But I don't think... they'll try and ban it everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I remember years ago, we landing in San Francisco Airport after a long flight and walked down the main area. And in the middle was a glass case. Can't call it any more than that. Ground to ceiling for smokers, and they stood there and everybody could look in at them. I think that sort of thing will develop all over the world.
They've got one at Schiphol Airport. I was quite intrigued at that, and now everybody kept going into this area. But what was quite surprising was that we were actually sat fairly close, but we couldn't really smell any smoke.
It has air extractors.
Yes, it's all extracted up, but it's open at the bottom, but it's just... I mean, they did try this. It always seemed a joke to me. We were saying about airlines. I mean, you've got a non-smoking seat, but yet the seat behind you could smoke in. When you went sometimes into a cafe or something, and it says, you may smoke at this table, but the table beside you could smoke with. Yeah. I mean, it's just a total nonsense, isn't it? To expect
Better than Sabena, the airline that's now fortunately not with us, where they allowed smoking at the front and not at the back. So it just pulled all the air through. Jeff?
Comment. Does anybody remember the first non-smoking pub? It was at Appletreewick, and I remember it was I think it was run by, was it Keith Showers?
Yes.
And it was, I think his wife had died through lung cancer, and so he sort of had quite a campaign going, and I remember going in the 1970s, and it did seem very weird because you sort of went into the place and you thought there's something missing here, and what it was you were so used to having ashtrays on a bit, but it was a bit sparse, and there's no ashtrays, and you really missed seeing this ashtray, even if you didn't want to smoke. But one or two people sort of wandered in, and they were sort of getting the cigarettes out, and then they suddenly were either told that they couldn't smoke, or they suddenly realised, and they sort of went out again. I don't think he probably did a great deal of business there, but it was sort of, the whole place was sort of set up as a sort of a... almost a shrine, a sort of a, an advert for anti-smoking, really.
Yes. Now, during the break, another aspect of buying cigarettes came up.
Yes, it was the embassy cigarettes, wasn't it, that had coupons inside. I can't remember whether you got, how many you got in a packet that's of 20. I think so. That's it. I know there were different amounts. But honestly, the gifts were pretty good. Well, weren't gifts, because you bought them, didn't you, in the long run.
Yes.
Now, I've still got, it's upstairs in the loft, but a beautiful like 1960s coffee set, you know, the long ones, black with gold paint round.
Mm-hmm.
And the cups and saucers, it's a beautiful set.
Yeah.
And then I've got a big stainless steel meat tray with spikes. And you can't buy them like this now because my sister-in-law envies it. I've got to take it every Christmas down to Leicestershire and I make sure I bring it back. And the family turkey sits on it. It's so big. Yeah. But there were some good gifts there. Mm.
And
I don't know if anybody, if any other.
Do you think it encouraged people to smoke? Oh,
I used to catch them from other people as well.
Oh,
I see. Coupons, weren't you? Coupons.
Yes. So do you think it had an effect to make people smoke more? Or still they'd be with us now if that was successful?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like the Green Shield stamps.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. Don't have those anymore.
I think it just meant smoke that particular brand.
Yes.
Not smoke more.
Yeah.
Stay with the brand. Yeah. Yes. Well, cigarettes cards as well, aren't there?
That was pre-war.
Is that pre-war? That
yes,
I've seen
yes.
them for sale.
But that was when I was a boy. We used to collect ciggies, as we called them.
Ciggies.
We played flicks. You flick them up to see if you could get them on top of somebody else's and without touching the wall at the back. And they were footballers from the 1930s.
You could get albums, couldn't you? And you'd stick them in and you'd get
indeed.
To get the full set. And,
But as boys, we never went after certain sets. We just did it.
Have you want to see any? We've got them.
Yeah. Do you think we've exhausted this subject?
Well,
you'll be thinking of it tonight. About 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll remember. Ah, yes.